presents E3 coverage. Hosts Danny Pena, Paris Lilly, and Peter Toledo are direct from the convention center floor.
All right, everyone. Now, let me know when you're ready. You're good?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Peter here with Gamer Tag Radio, here with my brothers Danny and Paris. We're here at E3, and we're here at the Ubisoft Media Showcase. We're here with the lead development.
The associate lead development tester.
There we go. Okay, his name is Sebastian. Go ahead and introduce yourself. You're going to do it better than I am.
There you go. My name is Sebastian Lepresse. I'm the associate lead development tester on Breakpoint, and I'm thrilled to be here with you guys.
Awesome. Thank you very much. How long have you been working on the title?
Okay, so we've been working on it for almost 3 years now. Okay. So when we started off with Wildlands, just to give you guys an example of the scope, we started off with 30 developers on Wildlands. Right now on Breakpoint, we're up to over 1,000. So all that to say is that we've been working many years with lots of people to get this out.
Fantastic. And so let's get the premise out really, really quickly.
Sure.
It's Breakpoint. We've got Cole Walker, who we saw in Operation Oracle. He's taken over. What caused him, or if we can go there, what caused that shift?
You're asking the real questions. Unfortunately, I'm going to have to ask you guys to play the game to find out, because I can't give you guys all of the story. All I could say is that, yeah, something happened in his motivations that made him kind of turn sides and fight against the ghost. But I'm going to let you guys play and find out why.
Yeah. Okay. All right. And so now the big premise is he's leading the wolves,
yes,
which is basically your counterpart as a ghost. Take me through the thought process. Like, why is it? And then I think you guys were talking about it earlier, how it was the community that really, really wanted this, right?
Well, when we set out to make Breakpoint, we based ourselves on what the community wanted. The first thing that we were thinking of is that we needed even more immersion. We needed people to feel like they're real spec op operatives. And that started by this whole concept of being marooned behind enemy lines, having injuries, having to deal with them to progress. Now, why the wolves? Where did that come from? We were thinking to ourselves, who's the deadliest enemy the wolves could fight? The ghosts could fight. Who could we go up against? Who could go toe-to-toe with us? Only our ex-brothers in arms could do it, led by an ex-ghost lead, Cole Walker.
Okay.
People might compare this to The Division. Very, very different. Now, I know you guys announced Raid.
Yes.
There was no mention about how many players. There's still going to be four?
There's going to be four-player co-op in the Raid, absolutely.
Okay, and why is that?
Okay. The idea here is that we don't want to extend it more than four people, because it just wouldn't be Ghost Recon anymore. The idea behind Ghost Recon is that you're a small elite squad going in and doing surgical strikes, and in this case, behind enemy lines. I mean, if we started adding, 10 more guys, then it'd be more of an army than a secret operative.
Yeah. So a lot of people are going to go, hey, I play Ghost Recon Wildlands. What's the difference as far as my actual character goes is going into Breakpoint? So one of the big things while I was playing, it's like you already mentioned, you can get injured now.
Absolutely.
You have to bandage yourself. You have to, use the syringes to heal yourself. Also, the class system is going to be different now.
Yes, it will.
We can swap that stuff, not completely on the fly, but kind of go into how that's going to work now, where we can start to use different weapons, switch out the classes, things like that.
Absolutely. So you'll be able to switch classes at will in the bivouac. So I said, the bivouac's meant to be a place. It's like an area of operation we're going to stage and prepare for what's coming up ahead. Now, classes are all new in Ghost Recon, and the idea of becoming classes is just that so you guys can progress in the playstyle that you want. Like I said during my little presentation before, we've removed the restrictions for weapons on the classes, again, in the idea of the total freedom of choice. Just to go a bit more into this progression system, because I'm sure people have questions about it, we're going to have a double progression system. We're going to have a player progression system and a gear level progression system. So the player progression is going to be unlocking with XP, unlocking new abilities, new perks and stuff to make your ghost that much more deadly. And the other side, your average gear level is going to allow you to get tougher. Not to take out humanoid enemies, because I just want to reiterate, this is still Ghost Recon. No matter how high level the enemy is, if you get a well-placed headshot, he will go down in one shot. However, the idea between gear level is for the drones, because as you progress through the game, you encounter nastier and nastier drones with more and more heavy, more and more firepower, more and more armor plating. So your average gear level is going to allow you to have more of an advantage and stand more of a chance against them. So that's the whole philosophy behind it.
Now, we ran into a lot of that already in just the one mission we did. So, again, going back to Wildlands, that was Bolivia.
Yes.
So it was based on a real place. This time, it's completely fictional, brand new, I guess, an island is what
Absolutely
it is. So
it is.
without giving up anything with the story, what went into that decision? Was it to allow you to be able to go kind of nuts with the open world on different scenarios we're going to run into? Kind of talk about that a little
bit. That's exactly it. You hit the nail on the head right there. We wanted more freedom in what we could tell in terms of storyline. Now, this is still Ghost Recon. Everything, it's still a what-if scenario. You know, we're basing ourselves on real-life facts, and we're constructing a story that we're allowing the players to live with. But, I mean, the idea behind this was just to give the players that freedom of choice and present them more situations. For example, having a fictional setting gives us a lot more liberty when it comes to post-launch events. For example, we're in a volcanic area, so it wouldn't be impossible if a couple islands start popping up around Aurora to be able to better serve our narrative. So again, more flexibility in what we want to give you guys.
Now, we only got to play for a little bit, but one thing that did come up, like I was playing the assault class, you could have like a sharpshooter class, I believe it was.
Yes.
But there was like a specific skill that each class would
Absolutely.
Have. So talk about it a little bit.
So at launch, we're going to have the four classes. That's a great question. We're going to have the assault, the sharpshooter, the panther, and we didn't show that yet in the demo, but we're going to have a medic class. Each one of these classes will have a dedicated special skill and will have a dedicated island. For example, if I can give you some information on the medic, since you're going to see the rest over there, the medic's going to have, as a special skill, he'll be able to deploy a drone. They'll be able to go and revive his AI teammates. I'm sorry, your teammates, sorry, your real teammates. And you'll also be able to revive yourself. On top of that, he'll also have a special item, which will be a syringe box, which will allow you to heal even more efficiently in the field. So the idea behind these classes is that we want people to progress in the play styles that they enjoy. And again, you'll be able to switch between these classes at will in the bivouac. So if you feel like progressing down another route, you can, and you can use the weapons you want to do that.
Going back to the progression discussion, you said it doesn't matter whether you're playing PvE or PvP.
Yes.
At what point is there a level cap? Like for your character, can you cap out your character at one point and basically become too OP for playing PvP?
A very legit question. So obviously, when it comes to balancing between PvP and PvE, the last thing that we want is that you guys are going to have to go to a go-to loadout that's overpowered that you can use in every situation. That's obviously what we're going to avoid. The idea behind this is still, again, flexibility in being able to go from one game mode to the other. So to answer your question, will there be a level cap? In terms of player progression for your player, after a while, when you progress through the skills, you will eventually unlock everything for every class if you choose to do so. You do not have to, but you can. However, your item level of your combined gear, of your weapon and gear, will always be progressing. And you're going to be aiming for that ultimate challenge with the raid that's going to appear in post-launch.
Fantastic. That's good to hear.
I didn't notice, I know there's like five missions, or is it
yeah,
five?
Yeah, it was one main mission and like three faction missions.
So I didn't notice like the level difficulty. If I end up going to like, let's say five, you're saying that's the hardest one. How can I tell? Is there like in a map, they'll tell you like it's hard, difficult or?
And so right now, obviously, you know, we're still in alpha and stuff like that. So we still have some things to polish on the UI. The idea here is that you will have indicators that will show you that things are at much higher level. But again, that shouldn't stop you in the sense that like if there's humanoid enemies and you use your skills and abilities and let's say you stay stealth, you'll be able to take them out. Where really the level comes into play is when you have the drones. Gotcha. And that's where you're going to really want to watch out for those ones because they're going to be really nasty and it's going to be really hard to take on if you're low level.
To stick with the difficulty, like let's say I've been playing for 3 months and I'm higher level and I've got my friends coming in who are lower level. Will it automatically scale to the players?
Absolutely. So I don't know if you guys recall in Wildlands, we had a game mode at the end. It was a Spec Ops game mode, which allowed you to play with your friends at different levels of tiers. It was called Tier 1 mode. And it's still the same kind of philosophy. So you'll be able to jump in with your friends, and depending on what level you're at, the difficulty will adjust to the player. Again, that's lots of balancing, that's lots of testing, that's lots of work, but we're worrying about that. You guys don't worry about that, and we're going to make sure.
Okay, so we're getting the signal. So, all right, well. Okay, all right, so we're getting the wrap-up signal. People want to get more information on the game. Where do they go? When are we launching, more or less? And
all right. Well, for all the information you guys need about our post-launch, we know we have three episodes planned, a raid, tons of events. You can go onto the Ghost Recon website for all the details. Also for the season pass. I see you have another question here. Go for it.
Well, I didn't realize we're wrapping up. I thought you were going to ask another question. No, I want to go more back into the survival stuff because obviously this is a lot different coming off of Wildlands and previous Ghost Recon games. So if you could go into that a little bit more. So like I said, there's injuries. You got to heal. You have to eat?
No, I'd like to. That's a very good question. Yeah. I want to clarify that you do not have to eat or drink to survive in the game. It's only going to boost your ability. It's going to allow you to heal certain wounds. It might give you certain buffs, but it's purely by choice. At no point will you start getting hungry or thirsty. Don't worry about that.
Okay. And obviously, there's mission structure in here, but again, this is an open world. Exactly. So, are there going to be random encounters that we're going to find out in the world? Secret things that you got to find off the beaten path, things like that.
So this huge island of Aurora has tons and tons of stuff to discover. Yeah. Obviously, we're going to have our main missions and our faction missions, but we're going to have tons of points of interest, wild mysteries to discover, and all those resources to collect to be able to craft different things. Now, we mentioned, and you're going to see during the demo, that you can craft different items that you can trade between the players in the bivouac, but you'll also be able to craft some other stuff, weapons, attachments. We're not going to go into that right away, but there's going to be tons and tons of stuff for you guys to find out.
Last thing, and I know we're wrapping up here. Again, these type of games, it's all about the loot, the type of loot you're going to get. So I know you want to give too much away, but are we going to see like common items, legendary items, exotic type of loot, type of gear that we can find in the world?
As you're going to see in the demo, we will have different tiers of loot, so which will be going to normal to elite. Now, the idea behind this loot, just to clear it up for people, is that each time you get a new tier of loot, you will get an extra passive, let's say faster reload speed or increased accuracy. So the idea here is to give you a certain gameplay advantage to finding this good loot, but not enough to make it overpowered and force you into using a certain weapon.
All right, so I know we're wrapping up. So final thing, Ghost Recon Breakpoint. So far, playing has been fantastic. Remind everybody, it's Xbox, PlayStation, PC, and what's that release date?
It will be released on October 4th. And if you guys want to check out the beta, it's taking place from the 5th to the 8th of September. So very soon, so please check it out.
All right, well, thank you very much.
All right, thanks a lot, guys. Appreciate it.
Listening to Gamertag Radio. Be sure to like us on Facebook and follow us on Twitter.